So what did I do? I did treatment. I did prayer. And I connected with that little being. And I said, listen, either I'm going to throw this towel over you and, it's up to you what happens then, or you can fly out the door and be free. It kind of just hung there for a minute, and it flew out the door. Now, the door was open the whole time that I was trying to get it out for the 20 minutes, but when I connected, and you've heard my stories before, I connected with a rattlesnake one time and got him out of the park, and he just kind of, and then I had a hummingbird in my house, and I did the same thing. I connected. I prayed with the animal. And so anyway, for you that were shifting sands, there's the rest of the story. That's how I got the bat out of the house. So so our theme for this month is living a relaxed life. Yeah, right. I laughed at that when I heard that because sometimes our lives do not look relaxed. There's everything going on, and we all have things that come into our life, and we have to deal with them. So living a relaxed life is how we deal with them. We can deal with them in a panic, or we can deal with them one moment at a time, pray ourselves through them, surrender to whatever is happening, and live a relaxed life. Not the last time I spoke up here, but 2 years ago when I had my back surgery, I was up here 2 months after my back surgery. I had this big old brace on, and I was not living a relaxed life. I was in pain and suffering, you know. What I want to say now is it's a relaxed life, but we make it relaxed. Nobody else. It's nothing that happens on the outside. It's what we bring to our life from within. So Dr. Heather shared with us the last four Sundays different aspects of this theme, living a relaxed life. And so my talk title for this final August Sunday is Be Yourself. As my mother can say, most of my life I have pretty much been myself, much to her chagrin. But and, you know, we all go through phases, right, don't we? Dr. Heather last week quoted this, shared this quote of Ralph Waldo Emerson. Envy is ignorance. Imitation is suicide. Imitation is suicide. When I first became a practitioner back in the late 90s, early 90s, mid-90s, something like that, I have a friend that used to just, or still does, give absolutely beautiful prayers, beautiful affirmative prayers. And I went to my teacher, Dr. Jackie, at that time, and I said, if only I could pray like her, I know that everything would be all right. I just, she had beautiful words and all this. And she just said to me, she said, that quote, imitation is suicide. You have to be yourself. We have to be ourselves. We can't imitate anyone else. We can look up to them and, follow their lead or get some ideas from them, but we can't imitate anyone. I found another Emerson quote that is perfect for this week. To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. We have pressure from the outside all the time saying, you need to act like this, be like this, do like this. But it's constant, but we have to be true to ourselves. So I have found that there are only two things that can heal every problem that we have, and that is to love yourself, and to be yourself. When people start to love themselves more, it's amazing how our life changes. We feel better, we look better, we just simply are better when we are ourselves. Being yourself is a wonderful adventure. So let's begin to be and love ourselves right now. I have 12 suggestions for you. 12. They're only suggestions because here at the Center for Spiritual Living, we do not tell you how to think. We do not tell you how to believe. We make suggestions and we give you information. We have classes where you can learn how to use all the spiritual tools that are available to us, and we use them in our daily life. We have classes, and by the way, let me give this a plug right now. In January, I'm teaching the class It's All God by Walter Starkey. Reverend Aline and I taught it years and years ago, and it's such a dynamic class. It's for 8 weeks in January, so love to see you there because it is all God. So take the wisdom that appeals to you and this morning and just leave the rest. I truly won't be offended. Really, I won't, Michael. So number one, stop all criticism and judgment of yourself and others, because it never changes a thing. It only adds to the negativity in the world. Accept yourself exactly as you are. I have a little joke for you. So picture this, a skeleton with a box of bones. And he's looking at you and he's saying, while you were busy judging others, you left your closet door open and a lot of skeletons fell out. Whoops. We all have skeletons in our closet. Don't leave the door open if you don't want anybody to see them. Remember that everyone has stuff that they're dealing with. Number two is to forgive yourself for everything. For everything. Let the past go. You did the best you could do at the time. Let it go. I have found that it's, through personal experience, that it's harder to forgive yourself than it is to forgive others. We are harder on ourselves than anybody else. Is that true for you? Is it hard to forgive yourself? Let it go. It doesn't serve anybody. Give yourself a break, will you please? Okay. Number three is don't scare yourself. Stop terrorizing yourself with your own thoughts. Our thoughts just, you know, overwhelm us sometimes. It's a horrible way to live when we are just inundated with these ugly thoughts. Let them go. Find a mental image that makes you feel good and embody that. And switch those scary thoughts to thoughts that are pleasant. Only you can do that. Only you have the power to change your thinking and then change your life. Number four is to be gentle, to be kind, and to be patient. Treat yourself as if it was someone you truly loved. Because if you don't love yourself, who is going to love you? We need to love that perfect being that is within us, with all the bumps and the scratches. Everything about us is sacred. We love every part of it, every single part of it. So be gentle, kind, and patient. Be kind to your mind is number five. Self-hatred is only hating your own thoughts. That's what self-hatred is. Be kind to yourself. Don't hate yourself. Don't hate your thoughts. Be gentle with yourself. Change your thoughts and do something good. Only you can do that. We get so much pressure from the outside. Believe me, I know, to think this way or do this way. You have the power. You have that presence. That spirit within you knows the truth. and that truth will set you free. Listen to yourself. Be kind. Number six was praise yourself. Lift yourself up. Criticism breaks down the inner spirit. We need to lift ourselves up. Yeah, you're doing a good job. Yeah, that was a wonderful thing I did. Just be full of joy. Praise yourself as much as you can. Tell yourself how well you're doing with everything that you do. Your life will change, I guarantee it. Number seven is support yourself. When in need, reach out to friends and allow them to help you. Let them give you support. You are being strong to ask for help when you need it. It's not a sign of weakness. When you're in need, reach out. We have practitioners here after the service every Sunday. Reach out to them. They can see the truth for you. Sometimes we get so muddled in our own stuff that we can't see, what's the old saying, the forest for the trees. You know, all this good is out there and all we can see is this. So let it go. Let it go. Support yourself. Number eight is kind of a funny one. Be loving to your negatives. What's that mean? Love the bad stuff? Yes. Understand that you created whatever it is for some need in your life. You created it for your expansion and your growth. It doesn't look like it at the time, believe me. It looks pretty ugly. I would never have created this for myself, believe me. You know, all the things that happen to us, we do create it subconsciously, not on purpose, but we have the opportunity to change that. We need to find new and positive ways to change these negative thoughts. Just let them go. Just let them go and move forward. Get rid of the negative old patterns. Excuse me. Number nine is take care of your body. Learn about nutrition. Find foods what give you energy and vitality. I have two daughters that love to run. Would you stand, please, two daughters? One daughter, Carrie and Julie. My daughters, thank you for being here. They love to run, and they run and run and run, and they exercise all the time, and you can tell by looking at them, they are beautiful. And I don't, not anymore. I walk with my mom in the morning, and, you know, that serves me, and that's good. That's good that I do something. So we, mom and I, enjoy our morning walks together. In the Bible, in 1 Corinthians, it says, "For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." You are that temple. We were given this beautiful vehicle to get around on this planet. Because our beingness, our spirit, our soul is eternal, and it's forever. But right now, while we're right here, we have this great body that moves around with us. But it's not who we are. It's our human experience. But it's not who we are. Who we are is that divinity within us, that sweetness, that precious spirit. So we need to cherish and love the temple that was given to us and to take care of it. Number 10 is to do mirror work. And if any of you know Louise Hay, you know what mirror work is. That's standing in front of the mirror and telling yourself the truth. So you need to look into our eyes often. Express a growing sense of love that we have for ourselves. We need to forgive ourselves when we look into the mirror and look into our own eyes. We can talk to our kids in that mirror. Say what we need to say. Talk to your significant other. And at least once a day, we need to say to ourselves in the mirror, looking into our own eyes, I love you. I really love you. It feels good. So we're going to try it right now. So I'm going to ask you to go within and close your eyes and see yourself looking into a mirror and looking into your own eyes. And this is a Louise Hay affirmation. These words are yours. I love and accept myself exactly as I am. I support myself, I trust myself, and I accept myself wherever I am. I can be within the love of my own heart. I place my hand over my heart, and I feel the love that is there. I know there is plenty of room for me to accept myself right here, right now. I accept my body, my weight, my height, my appearance, my sexuality, and my experiences. I accept all I have created for myself, my past and my present. I am willing to allow my future to happen. I am a divine, magnificent expression of life, and I deserve the very best. I accept for myself now. I accept miracles. I accept healing. I accept wholeness. And most of all, I accept myself. I am precious, and I cherish who I am. And so it is. Did that feel good? It's one of Louise Hay's, so you can just accept yourself and love yourself, because we have to love ourselves before anyone else can love us. In 1970, Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band recorded the hit song, Express Yourself. And when they told me that it was Be Yourself, this morning that I was talking about, the first thought I had was, oh, well, that song I used to, my daughter was born in 1970, so you know how long. But anyway, it was Express Yourself, and I used to dance around the house. So let me read real quick the lyrics to you, because sometimes you can't understand them. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now is express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing, what you're doing, what you look like when you're doing. Express yourself. They're doing it on the moon, in the jungle too. Everybody on the floor now jumping like a kangaroo. Some people have everything, and other people don't. But everything don't mean a thing if it ain't the thing you want. So express yourself. So they're going to play the video for a moment, and I want you to express yourself whatever way you feel right. I can't hear it. Free hugs. So, does anybody have any questions? I think they're working on it. Yeah, could you sing it for me, please? Here we go. All right, express yourself. Come on. Woo-hoo! Express yourself. They're doing it on the moon. In the jungle too. Hey, go girl. That's good. Okay. All right. So, it's all good because it's all God. We learned this morning we must be ourselves to be that light of God. Be love, be yourself, and express yourself. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.